Episode 5. This is the fifth and final part of our 19th annual pro-life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. In episode 1, we learned why the Lord does not immediately intervene to end violence, terror, destruction, strife, misery, and ruin. Before the Lord comes again to destroy the world by fire, He is sparing us in His mercy so that we will repent. God gives every human person another chance to choose life so that we and our descendants can live. In episode 2, we talked about Project Rachel, a beautiful work of mercy that helps women and men with the healing that is necessary after committing the sin of an abortion. Now, of course, the Church continues to condemn the terrible evil of abortion, but she reaches out like a loving mother to heal the wounds caused from an abortion. Project Rachel is an instrument of mercy by which the Lord brings healing and peace and sacramental forgiveness to anyone who has had an abortion or performed abortions. In episode 3, we talked about courage, a merciful Roman Catholic apostolate designed to help men and women with same-sex attractions live a pure and chaste life. Of course, the Church continues to condemn the abomination of homosexual fornication. But just as Aaron and Hur stood by Moses in his weakness, so too does Holy Mother Church stand by our brothers and sisters with same-sex attractions, giving them the courage to live a holy, chaste, and pure lifestyle. Last week in episode 4, we talked about Reclaim, a program designed to overcome the addiction of pornography from a Catholic perspective. Of course, the Church continues to condemn the evil of pornography and related sins because it is absolutely demeaning and degrading to the dignity of the human person. But once again, in our weakness, Holy Mother Church comes to our aid. Reclaim combines sacred scripture, church teaching, prayer, the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist, along with the theology of the body and medical science to help men and women reclaim their sexual health and overcome their addictions to pornography. So you can see that there is a pattern to my topics this year during this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. The Church doesn't just say, that's immoral, that's against the commandments, now go figure it out on your own. Go figure out on your own how to live a life that is true, good, and beautiful all by yourself. Goodbye and good luck. Keep warm and well fed. No, of course not. The Church is a good mother. She's an instrument of the Lord's mercy. She walks with us in our weakness. She helps us get up when we fall down. She wants all of her children to receive the healing that we need to live as a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of His own possession. The Church is a good mom. She not only tells you don't play with matches, but if you do play with matches and get burned, Holy Mother Church is right there like a good mom to heal you and to bandage you up. So don't be afraid to experience the healing power of Jesus through His bride, the Church. So, we've talked about Project Rachel, we've talked about courage, we've talked about reclaim. For episode 5, there's one more that I would like to talk about, and that is a program called Virtus. Virtus was started back in 1998 by Monsignor Kevin McCoy, the board chairman of the National Catholic Risk Retention Group, who desired to prevent the horrendous evil of child sexual abuse. So they came up with this program called Virtus, which comes from the Latin word meaning virtue, or moral strength, or excellence, or valor. The Virtus program helps Catholics and all men and women of goodwill to live a heroic, a life of heroic virtue and a life of moral excellence. Just 2 days ago, on Friday, at St. Joseph's Parish in Owatonna, most of the priests and deacons of our diocese were with Bishop Quinn for our Virtus retraining session. And it's not by accident that during this month of October, Respect for Life Month, all of our Catholic school teachers in the Diocese of Winona, including those here in Rochester, have completed their Virtus retraining. Within the coming months, all of our parish staff, administrators, bookkeepers, and of course all those involved with religious education and youth ministry will have to complete this Virtus retraining as well. This includes janitors, cooks, secretaries, coaches, and volunteers. In other words, everyone who works or volunteers in our parishes and schools. We have to complete the Virtus retraining every 5 years. And in addition, we have to read monthly bulletins so that we are constantly in formation. If we don't read our monthly bulletins or complete the retraining, we are not in good standing with the diocese or St. Francis Parish or Rochester Catholic Schools. And priests and deacons will not be assigned to parishes, nor will teachers be allowed to teach. Virtus is another arm of God's mercy that helps us to do 4 things. To recognize warning signs in somebody who might be a potential perpetrator. It helps us to be aware of the behavior of our young people so that we can notice when one of them might be hurt in any way. It gives us the tools for ourselves so that we can maintain proper boundaries. And finally, most importantly, it inspires us with the courage to make any of our concerns known to proper authorities. I don't know if you know, but there's also a program that we have in all of our Catholic schools and religious education programs here in the Diocese of Winona called Circle of Grace. Circle of Grace was designed by the Archdiocese of Omaha as a safe environment program for our children, for our students, and our youth directly, so that all of our young people would be kept safe. At the end of our Virtus retraining on Friday, Bishop Quinn said to us priests and deacons, he says, "This is a hopeful time for the church because never before in the history of the church are so many people committed to protecting our children." I didn't even know if you knew all of the Virtus training that we go through or the Circle of Grace program for our students. As the bishop often reminds us, no healthcare organization, business, or school has done as much as the Catholic Church has done to protect our young people. I remember the story many years ago of a brand new Catholic school teacher attending her first conferences. And one of her parents came into the classroom and said, "I'm entrusting you with what is most precious in my life. My children. My children. Every child is so precious in God's eyes. Indeed, Jesus says, let the children come to me. Don't send them away. Let the children come to me. Jesus says, and see that you don't despise any of these little ones. For if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a giant millstone was hung around his neck and he'd be drowned in the depth of the sea. So precious is every child to God." I don't know if you know, but today is Priesthood Sunday. Priesthood Sunday, the last Sunday in October is Priesthood Sunday. And although it is unfortunately true that in the past a very small number of priests have committed the horrendous evil abomination of abusing children. There are so many priests who are faithful ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. It was so beautiful to see on Friday all of the priests and deacons who attended our Virtus retraining recommit ourselves to protecting all of God's children. And so to all the faithful priests, we say thank you for leading us to God. To all the faithful priests, we say thank you for being a minister of Christ, an altar Christus, for being a steward of the sacred mysteries of God. And to anyone who's been hurt by a priest, I say I am so, so, so sorry. On behalf of all priests everywhere, I beg for your forgiveness. During this extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, I hope and pray that the Lord may still have a little mercy left for the priest. We heard in today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom, "You spare all things because they are yours, O Lord, and lover of souls. You have mercy on all, and you overlook the sins of men that they may repent." May this also be true for the priest. We priests are in such desperate need of prayers in our human weakness. Perhaps every parishioner would write in their spiritual bouquet to priests on this Priesthood Sunday the words from today's second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Thessalonians. It's perfect for this Priesthood Sunday. "Father, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him. Amen."